This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Another rough night for Twins starter Bailey Ober. He allowed 6 runs in the third inning, and Minnesota lost to Seattle at Target Field 11-2. Ober says of his performance,
"It's pretty frustrating. It feels like they are sitting on stuff or know what's coming just because of the types of swings I'm not used to on some of my stuff. But I don't know, maybe they're adjusting, and now it's my turn to try to adjust back. But I feel like it's just one inning every single time, and the rest of the game, it's fine."
The Twins have dropped 4 in a row in 10 of the past 11. Carlos Correa and Trevor Larnach each hit solo homers in the loss. Game 2 of the set is tonight. Meanwhile, Dan Hughes of The Athletic's reporting that Twins manager Rocco Baldelli had his 2026 option picked up by the club at some point between late April and now. The AAA Saints were off last night. They'll start a 6-game home series tonight in St. Paul against Louisville. The Lynx are on the road tonight at Washington. They're coming off Saturday's win over the Sparks. Minnesota head coach Cheryl Reeves says her team is learning not to panic and making sure they are under control, as they eventually did on Saturday.
"We wanted to stay connected, as we always do, through runs and answer runs. When we get a lead, really lock in on how do we come out of this timeout and not be content with the lead, and how do you step on them a little bit."
The Lynx are 12-1 this year. Star player Nafisa Collier's listed as questionable for tonight. The tip time 7:00. The PWHL draft is tonight. The 2-time champion Minnesota Frost will have the number 6 draft position in each of the 6 rounds. The draft starts at 6. Jackson County Central Star football player Roman Voss gave his verbal commitment to play college football for the Golden Gophers. That announcement was made yesterday. He's the top-ranked recruit in the state of Minnesota. Signing day will come in December. And the St. Thomas Tommies are now officially a full-fledged NCAA Division I institution. The waiting period is over. They can now take part in NCAA championship events starting in the fall. This is MNN Sports.